So congratulations, first off, Shanda. Tell us how you're feeling at this point. You finished the race last night.
I'm feeling really good today. I woke up and had ice bath twice last night, and that always alleviates any aching in my joints or swelling. But I actually feel really great. I'm at the hotel with a couple of the females that have finished, and we're just kind of hanging out. It's really surreal to just be sitting still.
It looked like a very emotional scene at the finish line. Who was there greeting you and that you were hugging, and what were you thinking at that point?
So it's always kind of surreal when you finish and, you know, all the other athletes are there. Because we're on an out-and-back course, the females that I race against were there. One of the gals that had finished already, and the other ones that were still yet to finish, they were at the finish line, and race directors and some of the other athletes. And it was, you know what, it's really beautiful to finish, and it's a little hard because you're also leaving your other competitors out there on the track, and you know what it's like psychologically for them to continue having to, you know, be doing their laps when they've watched you finish.
Mm-hmm. Shanda, you're the first Canadian to finish this race. What does that mean to you?
You know what? My goal from the beginning has always been to, you know, bring a little bit of recognition to the sport of ultra triathlon, because I really love it. And, you know, it's been such an amazing second family for me. So any positive, you know, recognition that it can bring to the sport, you know, no matter what the actual accolade is, it's really beautiful for me to see. And I'm just so grateful that so many people are now becoming aware of the sport.
Was it important to you to drape yourself in the Canadian flag as you crossed the finish line?
I think, oh, Pete, it's such a beautiful feeling because I had no clue. I went off social media on the 27th of September, and when you find out and, you know, people make you aware of the support that's going on in Canada, it's just really incredibly humbling. So it means a ton to me.
Yeah. Shanda, tell us what type of toll this took on your body.
You know what, Pete? I went and got my blood tests right before I came down here. I will take my blood tests again when I come back. As far as if you have healthy blood, you sometimes have, you know, a relatively healthy body. My feet took a bit of a pounding. As far as that, other than that, I feel good, and it just makes me question, you know, what are our limitations? And I really do believe, in general, we're meant to be moving as a species. We're meant to keep active.
Yeah. Did you ever consider dropping out?
I didn't. There was times when I wanted to just lay in bed when I had food poisoning, and I didn't want to get out, but I didn't want to quit ever, because in my heart when I started, I was in there. And if my heart and, you know, my race perspective can be in line, it would take a broken leg for me to stop.
Yeah, the food poisoning was an interesting aspect to it, I'm sure. Your mom was saying that, I guess, she suggested you take some charcoal, and that seemed to help.
I think it definitely stabilized my system. So one of the girls was kind enough to go and find some charcoal tablets, and it definitely helped, 100% helped.
How many pairs of running shoes did you go through during the race?
You'll be appalled if I tell you the truth. I did 800 kilometers on one pair of shoes.
Really?
And I only changed to the second pair at the end to alleviate the pressure on my toes, just because your feet swell a bit. And, you know, I'm blown away that one pair worked so well for so long.
You'll have to save those.
I think I just might. I was contemplating throwing them away because I figured, you know, from a runner's perspective that they'd probably had their day, but I thought I might just bring them home and wear them to the gym because they're really comfortable now. They're broken in.
Do you have a shoe sponsor?
I don't yet.
You don't. You should. Somebody should sign you up. I hear you'll be returning Monday. Is that correct?
Yes, I'll be back on the 5th.
Well, what are your plans for the next while, and are you thinking of any more events in the near future?
I'd love to come home, spend a couple days with my family, my friends. And then I'm straight back to work at Rancho.
Back to work.
So, plan. Hey, you know what? It happened. It happens to a lot of us. As far as the future, if I could just chase the dream right to the end, Pete, I would really like to fine-tune the Deca because it's a distance that I've really come to love. And having finished three of them, the world record for male or females is 10. And I just every race I learn something new about my body. And you know, if I know for certain, you know, based on blood work and tests, that it's not having a negative effect on me, then I would really love to chase the goal of 10 decas because that's the record, and I want to learn a little bit more about my body.